So the Rays bounced back. They have bounced back on the pitching performance of Blake Snell and the offense of Brandon Lau. As the Rays win this, take game two and even the series up at a game apiece, 6-4 against the LA Dodgers. Get into the game summary. All right. So to begin with, Brandon Lau got the scoring going in the top of the first inning with one out and nobody on with a solo homer into us left center field to make it a 1-0 Tampa Bay Rays lead. Then top of the fourth, Joey Wendo doubled a line drive in the center field to score Chi-Man Choi and Manuel Margot, make it a 3-0 Rays lead. In the top of the fifth, Brandon Lau homered again into left field to score himself and Austin Meadows, make it a 5-0 Rays lead. Then the bottom of the fifth, the no-hitter was gone after Chris Taylor hit a solo homer into right center field to score himself and Kike Hernandez, make it a 5-2 raise the lead. Top of the sixth, Joey Wendell delivered again with a sack fly into a left field to score Chi-Man Choi, make it a 6-2 Rays lead. Then the Dodgers start coming back. Will Smith from Fresh Prince of Bel Air, but Will Smith homered into left center field to score himself, make it a 6-3 Rays lead. Then bottom of the eighth, Corey Seager homered into center field, make it a 6-4 Rays still lead, but that's where the final score would stand as the Rays, as I said, win 6-4. All right. Tampa Bay scored 6 runs on 10 hits and committed 0 errors, while the Dodgers scored 4 runs on 5 hits but committed an error. So let's see. We'll try to go. Rays. All right. Rays scoring. All right. Austin Meadows led off and played DH. He went 1-for-3, scored a run, no RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. And then pinch hitting for him was Yandy Diaz. He went 1-for-1, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out 0 times. And then Hunter Renfroe pinch run for Yandy Diaz, but he did not get in at bat whatsoever, so there's no point going over his stats. Batting second and playing second base, pretty neat, is Brandon Lau. He went 2-for-5, 2 runs, 3 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. Batting third and playing left field was Randy Arozarena. He went 1-for-3, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 2 walks, and struck out 0 times. And then Brett Phillips came in and pitched run for him and played left field. He did not get in at bat whatsoever, so there's no point going over his stats. Batting fourth and playing first base was Chi-Man Choi. He went 1-for-3, 2 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. And then pinch hitting for him and playing first base was Mike Brusso. He went 0-for-2, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. Then batting fifth and playing right field is a former Red Sox farm system player, Manuel Margot. He went 2-for-3, 1 run, 0 RBIs, 1 walk, and struck out once. Then batting sixth and playing third base was Joey Wendell. He went 1-for-3, 0 runs, 3 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, and then batting seventh and playing shortstop was Willy Adames. He went 1-for-4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out once. And then batting eighth and playing center field was the Parkland scum, Kevin Kiermaier. He went 0-for-4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out twice. And then batting ninth and playing catcher was Mike Zunino. He went 0-for-4, 0 runs, 0 RBIs, 0 walks, and struck out 0 times. All right, so the only extra base hits they got were doubles by Wendell and Adames and Adames, and then home runs by Brandon Lau. 2 home runs, I should say. His second, I believe, in this postseason, in the first inning off of Gosselin, He went over with zero on and one out, fifth inning. Yeah, and then another one, and then another one in the fifth inning off of Dustin May with one on and two out. All right. So the pitching, Nick Anderson. What are you doing? All right. Pitching wise, Blake Snell got the start. He went 4.2 innings pitched, gave up two hits, surrendered two runs. All two of those runs were earned. He walked four people, struck out nine, gave up one home run, and left the game with a 3.86 ERA, but not enough to qualify for the win. Nick Anderson pitched one and one-third inning, gave up a hit, surrendered a run. That one run was earned. He walked nobody, struck out two, gave up one home run, and left the game with a 6.75 ERA. And could be saying Pete Fairbanks pitched one and two-thirds innings, gave up two hits, surrendered one run. That one run was earned. He walked nobody, struck out one, gave up one home run, and left the game with a 5.40 ERA. Aaron Loop came in and pitched an inning. No hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out two, gave up zero home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. And then Diego Castillo came in and pitched one and third inning. No hits, no runs, no earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out one, gave up zero home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. All right. Dodgers box scores. All right. Former Red Sox player, sad to say, but sad he's now a former Red Sox player now. Yeah, he should still be a Red Sox player, but Red Sox ownership had other plans. Is playing led off and played right field, Mookie Betts. He went 0 for 3. Zero runs, zero RBIs, one walk, and struck out once. Batting second and playing shortstop is Corey Seager. He went 2 for 4, one run, one RBI, zero walks, and struck out once. Batting third and playing third base, pretty neat, is Justin Turner. He went 1 for 4, zero runs, zero RBIs, zero walks, and struck out twice. And then batting fourth and playing first base was Max Muncy. He went 0 for 3. Zero runs, zero RBIs, one walk, and struck out once. Then batting fifth and playing catcher is Will Smith. No, not Will Smith from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. That's his walk-up music. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny. Now this is the story. All right. He went 1 for 4, one run, one RBI, zero walks, and struck out twice. Batting sixth and playing center field was Cody Bellinger, who looks like Ted Williams for some reason. He went 0 for 3, a young Ted Williams. Zero runs, zero RBIs, one walk, and struck out once. All right, and then batting seventh and playing DH is a Notre Dame baseball product, AJ Pollock. He went 0 for 2, zero runs, zero RBIs, zero walks, and struck out once. All right, the pitch hitting for him playing DH was Edwin Rios. He went 0 for 2, zero runs, zero RBIs, zero walks, and struck out all two of those at-bats. All right, batting eighth and playing second base was Kike Hernandez. He went 0 for 1. Did score a run, though. No RBIs, one walk, and struck out once. And then pitch hitting for him was Jock Peterson, and he played left field. He went 0 for 1. Zero runs, zero RBIs, zero walks, and struck out zero times. And then pitch hitting for Jack Peterson was Austin Barnes. He went 0 for 1, zero runs, zero RBIs, zero walks, and struck out zero times. And then batting ninth and playing left and second base was Chris Taylor. He went 1 for 4, one run, two RBIs, zero walks, and struck out three times. All right, the only extra base hits that the Dodgers got was a double by Justin Turner, and then homers by Chris Taylor, his first of the postseason in the fifth inning off of Blake Snell with one on and two out. Then Will Smith went yard, his first of the – well, actually, maybe first of the World Series in the sixth inning off of Nick Anderson with zero on and one out. And then Corey Seager, his first in the eighth inning off of Pete Fairbanks with zero on and zero out. All right. All right, Tony Goslin the Catman head. Did you see that too? They made like some weird intro when he first started to pitch in the game. It was like, I'm half, he's half man, half cat. Okay, I don't, yeah, that was, I did not know what that was at first until, yeah, they actually started the whole World Series stuff, show all the World Series stuff. I'm like, is this a commercial? All right. Tony Gosselin pitched 1-1/3 inning. He gave up a hit, surrendered a run. That one run was earned. He walked one person, struck out one, gave up one home run, and left the game with a 6.75 ERA. And let's see. Dylan Floro pitched one and third inning. Zero runs, zero hits, zero earned runs. He walked nobody, struck out nobody, gave up zero home runs, and left the game with a 10.80 ERA. Victor Gonzalez pitched an inning. No hits, but he did give up a run, and that one run was earned. He walked one person, struck out nobody, gave up zero home runs, and left the game with a 5.40 ERA. Dustin May came in and pitched a 1-3 innings, gave up four hits, surrendered three runs. All three of those runs were earned. Walked zero people, struck out one, gave up one home run, and left the game with a 20.25 ERA. Wow, not a great night for Keratop's son. He does, and look at his hair. It just looks so like Keratop. All right, former Red Sox relief pitcher, part of the Fighting Joe Kelly Club, or Joe Kelly Fight Club, but the founding member, Joe Kelly, he pitched an inning, gave up two hits, surrendered a run. That one run was earned. He walked nobody, struck out two, gave up zero home runs, and left the game with a 4.50 ERA. Alex Wood came in and pitched two innings, gave up two hits, surrendered zero runs. All zero of those runs were earned. He walked one person, struck out two, gave up zero home runs, and left the game with a 0.00 ERA. All right, Jake McGee came in and pitched an inning. He gave up a hit, surrendered a run. That's no earned runs. So, yeah. Walked one person, struck out one, gave up zero home runs, and left the game with 0.00 ERA. All right. The win goes to Nick Anderson, his first World Series. So he's 1-0. The loss goes to Tony Gosselin. He's now 0-1 postseason. So he gets slapped for the loss. And then the save goes to Diego Castillo, his first of the World Series. Yeah, pretty good. So we did witness something historical tonight. So it looks like Randy Arozarena has, with his 22nd hit, tied Hall of Famer Derek Jeter 1996 for the most hits by a rookie in the world in the postseason. So really good. Yeah, very good. Yeah. That would be cool company to be with, like with Derek Jeter. That would actually be pretty cool to be with. Yeah, I'm a rookie and I'm already one of like have the most hits by a rookie beside Derek Jeter or alongside Derek Jeter. That's pretty neat. Props to the guy that caught a, I think it was a, trying to think whose home run that was. Yeah. Props to the guy who either caught, I think it was Brandon Lau's home run or Will Smith's home run. Let's see who home run that was. I think it was Will Smith. I could be wrong. I think it was it was Will Smith. Yeah, it was Will Smith. Yeah, the guy who caught the home run, he got so excited that he took the glove they had on his left hand and basically just threw it into left field. But Randy Arozarena got it back and gave it back to him, like threw it back up to him, and he. Everybody was basically barraging him on social media. Some people. I mean, some people were giving him credit. Some people, yeah, were probably, okay, this dude's kind of dumb. I mean, that kind of sounded, looked pretty dumb of him throwing his glove into the outfield after he caught a home run. Yeah. He almost fell over a few stairs. Wow. He looks like a 40 or looks like a 50-something year old man, but he dresses like a junior high kid. Yeah. Pretty neat, yes. Yeah. So very good. Yeah, great performance by Blake Snell. The guy's the same age as me, and he's already in the major leagues, and he's probably like a couple wins away, like three more wins away from winning a World Series title. Yeah, that's pretty neat. I didn't know he was the same age as me. Yeah. Yeah, I also didn't know that Noah Syndergaard was the same age as me. I'm trying to think who else might be. Or would have been a graduating class. I know Mookie Betts is. I know Xander Bogaerts is. I know Eduardo Rodriguez is. Yeah, I don't think we have time to go over that yet. Yeah, a lot of guys in the major leagues right now are the same age as me. Pretty neat. It's pretty weird too. Yeah. So very good. So great night from him. Great night from not just Brandon Lau, but Joey Wendell contributed to the Rays to offense. Yeah, he got a really good base clearing double in the fourth inning, and then like he hit a sac fly to score to give some runs or insurance runs. So basically, so very good. The sixth run in the game, so very good for him. Yeah. The Rays, like the thing that they were struggling with in the last night's game was basically pitching an offense, and that came through tonight. And yeah. And the Dodgers offense was kind of not really, yeah, it was still there, but yeah, wasn't as effective as it was last night. So yes, the series is now tied at a game apiece. There's no game tomorrow night. They're taking a day off tomorrow, but they're not going anywhere. So because yes, it's a bubble, and they are going to stay in that bubble in Arlington, Texas at Globe Life Park, which looks like an airplane hangar for some reason. It kind of does. I looked out at the outside of it, and it looks like, ooh, man, this looks like a very large aircraft hangar, like from those like World War II airplane. Yeah, from one of those World War II airfields. Yeah, that's what it looks like. That's, yeah. It's late. All right, so yeah, so no game tomorrow. Game 3 will be Friday night. So the Dodgers will act as the away team, and the Rays will act as the home team. So the Rays get their first win, World Series win, in basically 12 years. Last time they went to the World Series in 2008. Do they have enough to win it this time? We'll see. Yeah, we'll see in the next couple of days. Yeah. All we know now that there will be a World Series Game 5 on Sunday. Will that either be the clincher or maybe another game? I don't know. We'll find out. All right. Good night, everybody. Mañana.